This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, how about Helen's Sausage House?
Helen's!
Oh, my goodness.
Bringing us a big old spread.
Unbelievable.
What? Dude.
This food phenomenal?
Unreal.
It
doesn't feel worthy of us eating it. It's so great.
Can I tell you what they have?
Sausage with eggs and cheese, and then the double breakfast sausage with eggs and cheese, in addition to scrapple sandwiches
with eggs and cheese. Nobody makes scrapple, so they don't make them enough. I love scrapple, and when they said they had a scrapple sandwich, I'm like, sign me up.
Look, they had totally...
Egg and cheese is like so much bacon. It's amazing.
They got the jumbo pork chops. They got the fresh smoked brisket. Like all this stuff.
The brisket,
incredible.
What?
The melting, still melting in my mouth.
I've got meat sweat.
The pork chops. Those pork chops were the greatest ever. Really,
phenomenal.
Truly the greatest ever.
Phenomenal. So here's the deal. It's here today with us in studio, but where it really is in Smyrna, Delaware. Get yourself there. And of course, they also got a new location in Newark. So, great job, Helen's Sausage House. Get yourself some. They got breakfast. It's a must-try. Other foods as well. Helen's Sausage House, and also available through DoorDash. We thank them very much. And I also thank the Flyers for making the final quarter of the season potentially interesting.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal, guys. Flyers play tonight. They are 4 points back of a playoff spot. 4 points. Now, there's a bunch of teams in there. James, if you could, in the next couple of minutes, look up their percentage chance. When we last checked about 2 weeks ago, they had like a 1.5% chance to make the playoffs. I'm sure it's gone up. The question is, how much is it? And not a ton. I'm sure it's still in the pretty low sub-5% range. But they got a shot. So, James, when you get a number, let me know. You got the number? What is it?
I have the number. So it has gone up, and you're correct.
Three?
Yeah, nicely done. 3.1%.
I'll take it.
Look, if they win tonight, they could be 2 points out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's 20 games to go, 20
doing?
Or 21.
What are we doing?
I want them to make the playoffs. I'm not. What am I tanking for? Am I tanking for a Duke player now?
Especially not in hockey.
They'll make
man.
The playoffs.
Like in hockey, they could win
rounds.
And
James, changing, you know what I'll do?
They changed the culture.
What do
there,
I do
man.
If they make the playoffs?
You're not bringing your dumb cup
in. I'm bringing
nope.
the cup in.
No. That didn't
I'm
work. It was a disaster.
They got further that year than any year.
You jinxed them the last time.
No, Ruben, I got this phenomenal.
No, it
Stanley
is not.
Cup.
You are not serious.
Not the word.
I made it in the late 90s.
I think I've seen it.
It was in here, well.
Wait, you made it?
I made it.
At your place?
It's just a ball
as
of aluminum foil.
Is it in my play? It's probably in my closet, I guess. Unless I have it in my mom's house, unless I have it at Amy's. It's not,
it.
No, you didn't see it,
no,
like, displayed in my apartment.
Wait, hold on a second. You, as an adult, built a Stanley Cup.
College
and
age.
And it might be currently at your girlfriend's.
Or my mom's, or a closet. It's pretty big.
He's a bit of a hoarder.
My apartment
Why would
isn't...
it be at your girlfriend's house?
That's
she's
my
she's
question.
Got a basement. I don't. It's somewhere. Look, I'm just saying. If
Look,
they...
she needs to
Hopefully
put
it's lost and
somewhere.
We don't need to worry about this.
You're bringing...
you
your
put that
fake
in the car?
Stanley Cup?
Yeah. It barely fits in the
now.
Back seat of the car.
She... We need to talk.
What are my three
As
words?
As we've always needed to talk to Amy,
I
we
know.
Need to talk to her even more now.
But what are
she,
my three words?
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Yep, those are your
if
words.
If I store something in your basement, deal with,
deal with
it.
This.
Just
no,
deal with it.
Yes,
so
that's the way relationships work.
Well.
Deal with
Joe,
it.
Joe, I believe you snuck that into her basement. There's no way you asked for permission because you would have been like, no.
You know what's added to her basement this week? I took it down 2 days ago.
Christmas tree?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
2 days ago.
Fake Christmas tree was up to March, up to March 2nd.
Why are you taking
Because I have no
Christmas
room.
Tree to your girlfriend's? But that's not her job to store your crap.
Kind of is. Kind of is.
She's not a storage unit.
Yeah, a little
She's,
bit.
No. You know what?
She needs to
jump. Just call her
she
a
needs
storage
to
a
unit?
Human
you.
Storage unit.
Can we please talk to her so we can encourage her to do
well,
the right
I
thing?
I apologize
the
for
the right
him, Amy.
Thing. Here.
All right. Folks, we go. Let's talk to Warren right now. Warren, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Warren?
Hey, John. Hey, Rhea. Ruben.
Hello.
Hey, Warren.
Hello. Hey, Ruben. And everybody else.
Including Tiger.
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bryce Harper, I love Chuck from Cherry Hill. He's always bringing it with the statistics. And he gave Ruben a good workout this morning, I thought.
Well, it was an interesting phone call. It was.
It was really, really good. And I always get nervous when I hear the word Chuck come on in the morning. I'm thinking, oh, my God, Chuck from Mount Airy. Not Chuck from Mount Airy.
I love Chuck from Mount Airy, even though he's wrong.
I know.
Big fan.
I love Chuck,
Chuck from
too.
Cherry Hill. I mean, come on.
I love both Chucks.
Yeah, we're.
I love lots of Chucks.
The only Chuck I don't like is the up Chuck.
I love Chucks. You know, I had Chucks. I had yellow Chucks in seventh grade, which was not the best choice.
Not a great color.
Not the best choice.
Kids don't even know what they are, John.
Really?
No, Chucks are back. Chucks are cool.
Kids know Chucks.
Yeah, Chucks are cool.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe not yellow.
Okay.
Not yellow Chucks? I've actually never seen. I didn't know they made yellow Chucks, to be honest.
No, they probably don't.
I had pink ones.
That's all right.
That's cool. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, Warren, what do you got on the Phils?
On Bryce Harper, I don't know any other player that means as much to a city as Bryce Harper does, given the facts that Chuck just laid out for us. That it's not the in-season that this team seems to have a problem with, and one player doesn't define the playoffs, but as far as the leadership between him and some of the other players, it just comes down to the playoffs for this team. They just have to get over this hump, and hopefully these other contributors, you know, on the team can help out. But it's Harper and it's Nola and it's Wheeler and it's Schwarber. I mean, these four are the linchpins to this team. If they can just pull all the other guys together, I think they can make it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Warren. I do believe a really under the radar storyline. We've talked a little bit about it as a show, but very little. Is that Schwarber is the only one of those four not signed long term, and the fact that he's going into his final year of his deal and there's no deal, you know, I don't quite know what it means. I mean, obviously it means they haven't agreed to terms, but does it mean the Phillies haven't tried to extend him? Does it mean Schwarber turned down a deal? Does it mean that the Phillies are in a wait and see to how see this season goes? That it's like Rhys Hoskins, he's getting older, we might move on. Like it is. He's a pretty damn good player to be entering the final year, and people are barely talking about it.
Well, I think they're having some broad discussions. I do believe that
contractually?
I think so. I think. I don't know.
I mean,
that
look,
for
ideally
fact,
for the Phillies, you'd extend him for a year or two, but not four. You know, like
it's a tough one because the player's going to want as many as he can get.
And he's going to have one more spot of leverage in his career, and this is it when the season's over. I mean, he can still get a multi-year deal.
Oh, he will.
He's a winning baseball player.
Absolutely. And a tremendous leader.
Yeah.
Terrific leader.
It's
He's a winner.
All right, Warren, give me an answer for an interesting celeb in this People magazine era.
In this People magazine era, it has to be for a Philadelphia icon. I'm just going to throw it out there to Joe Conklin.
Mr. Joe Conklin. I like that answer.
That's very nice. That's nice love.
Conklin's a good answer. All right, speaking of answers, let's get to the answers of our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, first poll question relates to how many of the big four free agents are the Eagles going to keep? Becton, Bond, Williams, Sweat. John, the choices were 0, 1, 2. The final choice was 3 or 4, which we know would be 3, not 4.
Yeah.
John, which number do you think won this poll?
1.
Nope. People
really?
Are hopeful.
2.
Yeah, I think they got a... I mean, it could be. Could I be think 2.
It certainly could be 2, and that's that's exciting.
Certainly
to think
isn't going
to
be 2 and Myles Garrett, I'll tell you that. Could be 1 in Myles Garrett or 0 in Myles Garrett. It ain't going to be 2 in Myles Garrett. Probably won't be Myles Garrett. 60% said 2. 32% said 1. 6% said 3 or 4. 2% said 0.
I think it's more likely to be 0 than 3.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
That's saying something, though. You'd be losing a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I don't think it'll be 0. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be 3.
But you're going to gain.
I really don't either. Think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's probably not going to be 3. We got $26 million in salary cap room space And what we're talking about with each of these guys is $10 million or more per year. So, like, you do a cursory, like, number crunch.
But you have all these other positions to fill.
Totally.
A third running back, if not a second.
Yes.
A starting corner.
Draftees.
Defensive line people to replace these guys that leave. You know, I mean, who's the third safety? I don't even know. So you got Blankenship and you
McCollum.
Got...
McCollum?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a minimum guy, whoever that is. I'm just saying, like, you know. And you got to sign your draft picks and all that. All right, second poll question. Will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame? Let's all go on the record ourselves. Rhea, will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say yes.
James Seltzer.
I think no, just because I think it's too packed, and I think people will beat him out.
All right, I see Elliot just walked in that room with James. Elliot, will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
So I think if Malcolm Jenkins makes it, then Darius Slay should make it.
Well, Malcolm will definitely make it.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
if you think Malcolm
saying.
Will make it, then I think Slay should.
Will Brandon Brooks make it?
No.
Man, I don't know, man.
I don't think he played long enough.
Well, I think it was 5 years.
Wasn't he here just as long as Darius Slay was?
I mean, Brandon Brooks was phenomenal.
He was here just as long, right?
Didn't he?
I mean, the same thing.
I think it was the same.
More or less.
Ruben, does Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
Goodness. I'm a positive guy. I'll say yes.
John Ritchie?
Means
yes.
No.
I'm going to say yes also, but I got to think about whether I personally think he should. He's right on the line. And I mean that as no disrespect. He just wasn't here forever.
So Brandon Brooks was here 5-6 years, but his last year he only played 2 games.
Okay. So 1 extra year, yeah. but the extra year barely played. All right, John, I got the poll results. How do people vote?
Oh, jeez. How's it phrased?
Will Darius Slay make the Eagles Hall of Fame?
70% say yes.
55% say no.
Jeez.
Wow. They say no.
That's tragic.
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's key points from the Sixers game. Not only did Beach sit out for this game, but apparently the entire Sixers team sat out as they started the Academy Park Elementary School team in their place, as they got completely embarrassed by the Trailblazers. Back to you guys at the morning show.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, and Maxi got hurt, and they stink.
Of course the camera cries about not knowing any new movies from the past decade. Meanwhile, he sits in the bathtub for 8 hours a day, contemplating whether he should start his 50th rewatch of The Brady Bunch.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
It's time for the great indoorsman to spread his wings.
Well said.
I'm reading 3 books right now, and one of them I started yesterday is a 500-pager on the West Wing.
Oh, God.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
That's just what you need, more information about the West Wing.
And I got, I can't even remember the other books. What do you got, Jan?
My question is, who did Mike Tirico piss off that he has to announce Sixers games now? I thought he was a good announcer.
That's funny.
He must have really made somebody mad.
That's pretty good, man.
Meanwhile, Tirico's outstanding.
Well, he is great.
I mean,
he's phenomenal.
Yeah. Wow, is he awesome. Just, so versatile.
He's really good. Yeah.
I'm predicting a Trey Turner day in November when Joe has to apologize to Trey Turner for all the stuff he said about him. Keep all these recordings from today. We'll have a Trey Turner day in November.
Well, hold on. First off, dude, I'm the guy that conceived of the idea of the standing ovation for Trey. I mean, then again, I'm the guy that supported the Eagles drafting Jalen, which is ironic. Very ironic, don't you think? Yes, I really do think. James, the irony is, as they say with milkshakes, thick.
To Ruben's point about attracting players, Saquon Barkley came here for less money. Time's yours.
Well, we did hear that. Yeah.
Yep,
I mean,
he did say that. So what was the Bears? Was that his choice?
But we're talking about like 12 or 13 or 14. Yeah. It was still big money for a running back.
Less. I mean, look, I don't know what percentage take less, but it's not more than, you know, I mean.
It's 0.5%.
Wow. Wow. Okay, with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we need a winning answer for the most interesting celebrity since 1974. Now, There's a ton of celebrities that weren't said today. Obviously, there's only so many phone calls we can field. The ones that were said that have a chance to win, this is in the People magazine era, began in 74. So we're looking for the most interesting celebrities in 74. Those said on our show that are interesting. Tyson. OJ. We got double crime thing going there. Rodman.
Tyson's a big one.
I know. Jeez. Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner.
That's huge.
That's a
also.
Good one, too.
Gaga, Robin Williams. I don't think Stallone measures up. Pete Davidson
Bruce and
doesn't.
Caitlin, we got
McConaughey and Kanye, no.
No.
Conklin, sorry, buddy. So, all right, Ruben. Mike Tyson, O.J. Simpson, Dennis Rodman. Is it those three, or are we considering Jenner, Robin Williams, Gaga?
I would say Jenner, Williams, Gaga.
I like Gaga three. In there, too.
Well,
and Jenner.
I got Tyson, OJ, and Rodman. James, what are you thinking?
What a list this is.
the word is interesting. Everywhere. Interesting is the word.
No, interesting. I agree.
Tyson.
I don't even know how to
I think it might
it.
Be Tyson.
I think it might be Tyson.
I think it's Tyson.
Tyson's the one that sticks out to me.
Like, he's guys, fight, guys.
The man is great still guy. Fighting. He's fascinating. Fascinating.
No one was face tatting before Mike Tyson.
I'm with Tyson.
I would do it just to ask about the thing with the little girl. Like, that? Talk more about the legacy thing, man. give me more on that.
Right,
Tyson was once asked about Bobby Fischer, you know, the chess king, and said, hey, he's from Brooklyn just like you. And he goes, that man's crazy. And I'm thinking, no, dude, you are. It's Tyson.
Tyson, congratulations. Tyson. At least okay of those that were said on the show, Mike Tyson, most interesting celeb since 1974. All right.